Leaders take action. I'm Laura Cantor, Fox News. Police saying a mass shooting at a church in Laguna Woods, California, Sunday, has left at least one person dead and at least five others injured. Laguna Woods Mayor Carol Moore praising the parishioners at the Geneva Presbyterian Church for their courage.
I want to thank those people who were wise enough to take action and endanger themselves to save others in that church. That is so impressive.
Churchgoers hogtied the gunman with an extension cord. Police identifying the gunman as an Asian man in his 60s who they believe does not live in the community. Authorities saying a shooting at a busy Houston flea market Sunday killed two people and wounded three others, and that the shooting was the result of an altercation between a group of men in their 20s who allegedly knew each other. No innocent bystanders were injured. Thousands of people were shopping at the open-air market when the shooting occurred. President Biden traveling to Buffalo, New York this week.
President Biden and First Lady Jill Biden will visit Buffalo Tuesday, the city in grief following a mass shooting. 10 people died. Three others were hurt. Most of the victims were black. The suspect, a white 18-year-old male, faces first-degree murder charges. Investigators say the shooting was racially motivated and is being investigated as a hate crime.
Fox's Jackie Ibanez. Finland announcing that they will move forward with plans to join NATO. Sweden saying they will apply to join NATO also.
Finland's ambassador to the U.S., Mikko Hautala, knows Vladimir Putin better than most. He says the Russians should not be surprised that his country now wants to join NATO.
Putin is getting the exact opposite of what he intended. He wanted Ukraine to stay out of NATO. Now he has two neighboring Nordic countries who are going to be joining NATO.
Fox's Jennifer Griffin. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
A court trial that involves one of Hollywood's biggest stars resumes Monday.
Depp and Heard have made some bold, disturbing allegations against each other in this case so far. Prior to the trial's week-long break, Depp's ex-wife took the stand and claimed that he sexually assaulted and abused her.
He grabbed me by the arm and slammed me up against the hallway wall, and I kind of struggled with him, tried to push him off of me.
Amber Heard's legal team is working to undermine Depp's defamation case by zeroing in on his alcohol and drug use and portraying him as abusive and out of control. Meantime, Johnny Depp denies Heard's allegations. He testified that he was actually the victim in their relationship.
Fox's Christina Coleman. Atlanta hoping to host the next Democratic National Convention.
Atlanta Mayor Andre Dickens announcing the bid Friday to Democrats holding their annual state party dinner. Georgia, once considered a solid red state, delivered all its electoral votes to President Biden in 2020 and elected two Democrats, Raphael Warnock and John Ossoff, to the U.S. Senate, giving Democrats control of that chamber. Atlanta hosted the 1988 Democratic Convention, nominating a ticket of Massachusetts Governor Michael Dukakis and Texas Senator Lloyd Benson. Dukakis lost that election to George H.W. Bush. Paul Stevens, Fox News.
A Utah woman might have come up with a plan to help ease the baby formula shortage.
Elisa Chitty says she has freezers full of breast milk, about 4,000 ounces worth. At first, Chitty wanted to donate it to a local milk bank, but Chitty says it was just easier to list it online. She's hoping to sell her breast milk for $1 an ounce, but says she's willing to negotiate with moms because she understands what they're going through. Buying and selling breast milk online is legal, but the FDA says donors are unlikely to have been screened for infectious diseases. Chris DeMeo, Fox News.
I'm Laura Cantor, and this is Fox News.
Pull up a chair and join me, Rachel Campos Duffy.
And me, former U.S. Congressman Sean Duffy, as we share our perspective on the discussions happening at kitchen tables across America.
Download From the Kitchen Table, The Duffys, at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you download podcasts.